Well, I want to turn our attention now to ExxonMobil and concerns over climate change. And here to help us understand what's going on is Jessica Shankelman. She joins us as our renewables and climate change reporter for Bloomberg and joining us from London. Jessica, thanks very much for being with us. Just describe the overarching theme of your most recent report, and I don't want to take anything away from it. So you just go ahead. Tell, what did you determine?
So it's not what I determined. Two researchers at Harvard University today published a piece of research they've done looking back at documents from ExxonMobil over the last 40-odd years on around climate change and their communications around climate change. They looked at about 187 documents, and some of them are internal documents, some of them are scientific research, and others are advertorials placed in the New York Times. And what they found was a big gap. A big difference in the kind of things that Exxon was saying internally and publicly. Internally, their scientists were acknowledging that climate change was a real, serious threat, man-made, and that there was a solution, and that solution would be, you know, stop burning fossil fuels, stop pumping greenhouse gases out into the atmosphere. Publicly, they were putting out advertorials that were casting doubt over the scientific consensus that climate change is man-made, suggesting that it could be things like natural variability in the atmosphere.
So, Jessica, one thing that the Harvard researchers wrote was, given this discrepancy, we conclude that ExxonMobil misled the public. This has legal consequences written all over it. What type of potential legal consequences could there be for Exxon if, say, regulators or, say, the courts determine that the Harvard researchers are accurate in their assessment?
Yeah, so this piece of research has come at a time when the attorney generals, the top cops in New York State and Massachusetts are investigating whether or not Exxon did indeed mislead investors and the public over its stance on climate change. And at the moment, Exxon has launched its own legal case. It's suing and it's trying to stop those investigations. So this piece of research could well bolster the case of the attorney generals who are trying to show that there is a case. It's going to be a really long time before anything happens, but at the end, you know, you could see states file a lawsuit and seek damages on behalf of investors.
In putting together this story, did it ring sort of the bell or create the echo of the tobacco companies?
Yeah, that kind of link has been drawn time and time again between climate change and lung cancer and tobacco, because to us now it's really obvious that link exists. I'm in my early 30s and I've never known anything else except for the fact that smoking causes lung cancer. But you know, historically people didn't know that, and tobacco companies, they denied that link was there, and they tried to cast doubt on the science. And there is, you know, we can see a future where in 20 years' time, oil majors like Exxon or, you know, other big oil companies, will people look back and say, God, they knew all of this stuff and they were hiding it. And now look at the state the planet's in.
Jess Shankelman, thank you so much for joining us. It's an important story to read. Jess Shankelman is a renewables and climate change reporter for Bloomberg News, coming to us from London.